This is Weekly Outlook for September 4th, 2012. The pace of consumption of U.S. corn has been slowing, as evidenced by small weekly exports and export sales, smaller estimates of ethanol production, declining cattle feedlot placements, and increased slaughter of dairy cows and the hog breeding herd. The extent of rationing required in the current marketing year, however, is still not clear since the size of the crop is still not known. The average U.S. corn yield will be the most important factor in determining crop size, but the magnitude of harvested acreage will also be important. The likely magnitude of harvested acreage starts with the magnitude of planted acres. USDA's June acreage report estimated planted acres at 96.4 million. History suggests that the final acreage estimate will deviate from this estimate. In the previous 10 years, for example, the final estimate of planted acres deviated by as little as 37,000 to as much as 1.3 million acres from the June estimate. The recently released USDA Farm Service Agency report of planted acres of corn in 2012 by those participating in government programs has been used to judge the potential change in the NAS estimate. That report showed planted acres by program participants at 93 million, or 96.5% of the NAS June estimate. In the previous 5 years, the ratio of FSA acreage to the NAS final acreage averaged 97% in a range of 96.7 to 97.5%. The ratio based on the June estimate this year is slightly smaller than that of the final ratio of the previous 5 years, pointing to the potential for a slight reduction in the NAS estimate of planted acres. Acreage harvested for grain in a given year is equal to planted acres minus acres harvested for silage minus abandoned acres. Acreage harvested for silage has declined over time, averaging about 9.2 million acres in the 70s and about 7.6 million acres in the 80s. That acreage has been relatively stable since 1990, averaging just under 6.1 million acres. Acreage harvested for silage, however, tends to spike in years of dry weather like that of 2012. Compared to the previous year, for example, silage acreage increased by 1.3 million in 1980, 2.3 million in 1988, and just over 1 million in 2002. This spike pattern was not observed in 1983 or 1995, however, when harvested acreage of silage was less than in the previous year. In the case of non-harvested acreage, an increase from the previous year of 780,000 acres occurred in 1980, 460,000 in 88, 258,000 in 1995, and 1.65 million in 2002. The outlier in the pattern of an increase in acreage not harvested for grain in recent dry years was 1983. The pattern that year may have been influenced by the 21.6 million acre year-over-year decline in plantings in response to government programs aimed at reducing the corn surplus. So what about harvested acreage this year? We are anticipating that the difference between planted and harvested acreage will be at least as large as in 1980, 88, and 2002. Those differences average 10 million acres in a range of 9.5 to 11 million. If planted acreage was also slightly less than the NAS June estimate, that experience points to acreage harvested for grain about close to 86 million, or about 1.4 million less than the June NAS estimate. Under this scenario, a national average corn yield near the August forecast would result in a crop near 10.6 billion bushels. If the average yield is also 4 to 5 bushels lower than the August forecast, as we suspect, the crop may be near 10.2 billion. That's almost 600 million less than the NAS August forecast. A crop of that size would require a year-over-year decline in consumption of nearly 1.8 billion bushels, or about 14%. Corn prices would likely have to remain high for an extended period in order to motivate such a large decline in consumption. The USDA's September 12th crop production report will provide an important update on the likely magnitude of harvested acreage, yield, and production, and bring the rationing question into clearer forecast.